You're listening to Stateside from Michigan Radio.
The state of Michigan.
Ensuring quality products today.
So, here you are, the first on your block to buy Henry Ford's Model T. But roads are often dirt covered, so your car gets grubby, and maybe you don't like hauling out buckets of water to wash it. Well, if you lived in Detroit in 1913, you had an answer. Take your car to the very first automated car wash in the nation. Joel Stone is chief curator at the Detroit Historical Society. So what can you tell us about this first ever, Joel?
Well, it was a couple of guys, Frank McCormick and a guy named J. Ward Hinkle, and they came up with the idea for an automobile laundry. And even though one of these guys was in the advertising business, that's the best name they could come up with for it. So they came up with the Automobile Laundry, which opened on Woodward Avenue, just south of Alexandrine. And it was essentially a building that you drove into, and when you drove out, your car was clean.
Technology wasn't to the point that we know today with the automated line. How did this thing work?
Well, it cost you a buck and a half, which in 1913 would have been a bit dear.
Yeah.
And you drove in and you got out of your car, and they removed anything that might break while they were doing it. And they literally pushed the car down the line. And at different points, they would clean your wheels with some kind of a solvent. They'd clean the car with soap, but not for long, because back then the varnishes didn't like soap, so they had to do it quickly. They'd rinse it down, they'd dry it, and they'd hand you back your car, and it took about 30 minutes.
What? Come and get 30 minutes?
It took 30 minutes. They had a waiting room and lavatories and things because it took so long.
I love their advertising catchline, "Everything back but the dirt."
That's it.
Now, how long before technology advanced to the point where a fully automated car wash came along, the kind that we would pretty much recognize today?
It was just before World War II, 1940, out in Hollywood. Somebody actually invented one that had a conveyor system. But it was essentially a hand car wash. The car moved itself instead of being pushed, but there would be guys standing around doing the cleaning for you. It wasn't until a little bit later that Paul's Automatic Wash opened on Fort Street in 1947, and it was completely automated. There were a couple before that had conveyors and had manual brushes and things. Paul's was the first, according to the International Car Wash Association, the first automatic car wash in the country.
And that's Joel Stone. Joel's chief curator at the Detroit Historical Society. So maybe you're wondering, what's the difference between the two? Well, automobile laundry could do 100 cars a day. Paul's automatic wash, it could do 180 cars an hour.